Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Pardon?
Good morning.
I said good morning, Cindy. I'm saying good morning to somebody else, too.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I'm just admitting people in. That's great. Morning, Denise.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I've got the air conditioner.
So am I. Yeah, going to be a hard one today.
Yes, hot and humid.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Busy hair weather, I call it.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. See?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. Okay, people are coming in now. It's great. Hi, Yvonne. Nvidia.
Hey, ma'am. How are you?
Mel, good morning. It's Jeannie.
Yes.
Hi. Lainey. Great. Okay, more people coming in. Super. Great. All right. Who else is coming in? Randy. It's almost like we should probably start a book club. We've got all these people that come in on a regular thing. It would be fun to do something like that.
Good idea.
Yeah, just thinking out loud. Yeah. Okay. We're going to wait just a few minutes. Ida, I can't see you. Laura's coming in. Okay. Morning, Laurie.
Hi.
Hello, Georgie.
Hello. Okay. So you might want to make sure you've got some, because this is all about forgiveness, you may want to make sure you've got some Kleenex close by. You might need it.
I have hair.
Thanks for the warning.
Well, you never know. Never
know. Getting it ready.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. All right.
Sounds like a universal thing, huh?
Oh, unbelievable. If it's not forgiveness of ourselves, it's forgiveness of somebody else. And usually we start thinking that it's somebody else, but eventually it's about forgiving ourselves for all the mistakes we've made and all the things we should have, you know, the should have, would have, could have thing.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, next.
Yeah, that's it. So we sometimes need to forgive ourselves before we do anything with anybody else. So
yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah, we're tougher on ourselves than we are with anybody else most of the time.
Yep.
So we do need to be kinder to ourselves. That's the whole premise around the Third Circle Protocol, where you first of all have to make friends, respect, and love yourself. But respect is the most important relationship that you do with yourself. And then from there, it reaches out, because until you respect yourself and treat yourself well, and this doesn't mean manicures and pedicures, so that's not bad either. it means really just treating yourself with respect, having boundaries. Only then will other people treat you that way, because unless you do it with yourself first, it ain't going to happen. So that's why forgiveness of self is equally important. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just wait a couple of minutes. Any questions from anybody? This is the time to ask, or any concerns or thoughts?
I can say something.
Yes, Lenny.
About forgiveness. What I found is if you get in touch with your not your inner child, but yourself as a child.
Yes, your inner child, yeah.
And I actually have written to that me as a child asking for forgiveness for whatever, you know, it was. And then I switched hands and wrote back.
Great.
And she said, oh, so now you want me to forgive you for you know, all these years later. But it was really wonderful.
It is.
And just to sort of be aware of that person that still lives within you.
We're going to meet that person today, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But you did that that automatic writing thing, which is very good.
Yeah. I did it with not only her, but I did it with other family members, and, you know, it was great.
Great. Good.
Very healing.
Yeah. Okay. Cheryl, are you going to get settled? I'm getting seasick here. Okay. All right.
I'm going to mute.
There we go. When you're settled, we'll start. Yeah. Okay. Good morning, Harriet. I didn't see you before.
Good morning. I finally found the link.
Good.
I've been having trouble getting the emails and finding the link.
Okay, but you've got
here
it.
Here I am again, so thank you.
That's great. Okay. So, if everyone, one more person's waiting to come in.
Can I say something about Friday, the chakra one?
Yes.
Did you do one on Monday as well that I could?
Yes, it's, yes.
Because
it's on Podomatic. Yeah, it's on
Podomatic. And it was not exactly the same.
Yes, it's exactly the same. Mondays and Fridays.
I love that. And I can do it at home, and it's really helpful.
Well, that's why we do it. Yeah. It helps people who can't make the gathering. So if you
Well, that's true. But I love the chakra.
Okay.
Meditation.
Good.
And it's one that I can learn to use at home.
Yeah.
You know, specifically use in different situations. And I don't know about everybody else, but I just really...
You loved it. Good.
Value that one, yeah.
If you have trouble finding it on Podomatic, just contact Elle. She'll tell you how to get there. I was going to say she'll tell you where to go, but that sounds rude.
So. Tell you where to go.
She'll tell you how to get there. All right. Okay. So if we're ready... Just please mute yourself. And make yourself comfortable. Do whatever you need to do. Make sure your arms are relaxed. The whole body is ready to let go and move into a space and a place of deep relaxation. And when you're ready, just close your eyes and begin to follow your breathing. Become aware of the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Become aware of the rhythm of your breath, how easily it flows all by itself. Any thought on your part, it just happens. Easily, gently, with respect, following your breath. Easily, gently, with respect, following your breath. Becoming aware that the rhythm of your breath connects you to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, and the change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of your breath. And I wonder if you can go deeper inside and find the rhythm of your heartbeat. Whether you can find it, or feel it, or sense it, or imagine it, it makes a difference. And give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to love and be loved, and to spread your light. The rhythm of your heart connects you to every living creature on the planet. Every animal that walks, or swims, or flies. Every plant that grows, the trees, the flowers, the grasses, all connected to the rhythm of life, the rhythm of your heart, the rhythm of your breath. And as you follow your breath, just imagine a beautiful golden staircase in front of you, leading you to the deepest state of relaxation. Whether you see this staircase, or feel it, or sense it, or imagine it, or think it, it matters not. Just follow the staircase. As I count from 1 to 10, allow yourself to drift down these stairs lightly and gently with each breath. Drifting down 1, 2, deeper, deeper. 3, 4, 5. Moving down to a deep state of relaxation where nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. Going down, down, 6, letting go, letting go. The deeper you go, the better you feel. Let nothing distract you from the work you're about to do today. 7, 8, all the way down now, 9 and 10. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And if you so choose, you may now ask your higher power, your guides or angels, to be present and to work with you and protect you during this time. Take a moment now and call them in. And as your body relaxes, you may begin to feel pleasantly blurry and distant. And you relax more and more. And allow yourself to connect to the helpful flow of the universe. The ebb and flow of the water. Clouds passing by. The gentle warmth of the sun. In this beautiful, relaxed state, you can connect to the power and beauty of the universe. That's right. That's right. And it may begin to seem as though universal healing energy is flowing into your body, starting at the top of your head, down to your shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, This universal healing energy cascades down through your chest, your stomach, your entire being. Allow the universal healing energy to flow through your spine and your entire central nervous system as you pleasurably, peacefully, completely relax. If you so choose, you may allow the healing energy to drift and flow throughout the areas of your body that require relaxation, but also healing. If you so choose, you may imagine that your mind and body are being cleansed and purified, and releasing all the effects of unsettling outside issues of this time and other times. Good. It washes away with it any negative thoughts or labels others may have placed on you, or that you placed on yourself. Allow these helpful waves of relaxation to peacefully surround you and take you deeper and deeper and deeper into your own core, your center, your body and soul's unique intelligence. And allow yourself now to go to your place of safety. This place of safety is very special to you, and no one else. It helps you feel calm, peaceful, and in this place you feel safe, you feel secure, and very, very good. Become aware of the textures and the colors, how the light falls in this place. Notice any temperature changes or sounds. This is your special place. And find somewhere to sit in this very special place. And as you do, you drift down deeper and deeper and deeper down. Now, using the power of your imagination and your soul self, we're going to take a walk along a path that leads to a beautiful meadow. Everything is vibrantly alive here. And as you walk along the path, you can smell the grasses and notice butterflies gently floating over flowers. You can hear the birds in the trees busy with their young. Maybe even the sound of small animals in the grasses scurrying about, taking care of their lives, their families. Just ahead of you, you notice a hillside gently rising up. And as you walk closer, you look up and notice how the top of the hill meets with the blue sky. So peaceful, beautiful. And as you stroll along in this beautiful, peaceful place, the sound of birds surrounds you, and the smells of nature surround you. And you move closer and closer to the hill. And you begin moving up the gentle incline of the hill. And you notice ahead of you, there's an opening in the hillside. And it seems to beckon you closer. and you're moving up the hill. You become aware of a gentle golden light coming from that opening. And you're intrigued. You move closer and closer until you find yourself standing in the opening. And you begin to move into the space of golden light surrounds you as you move inwards. As you move inward, it opens into a round room and you see the walls shimmer and glisten. What a beautiful place this is. Shimmering and glistening with light. There's a sense of peace and deep quiet here. As you look around, you begin to sense that someone else is present. Someone of great wisdom and caring. And you realize this is your guide. This is the being that's been with you since time began. So that you can feel safe and secure. And very good. And next to them, you become aware that the higher self of the person that needs forgiving stands next to them. Maybe it's you, maybe it's your mother or your father, or another member of the family, whoever it is, it's their higher self, their soul self. There's a gentle smile on their face. And this soul self is there with unconditional love and acceptance, and their arms are open toward you. This soul self, you feel a feeling like you've never experienced before. So safe, so pure. You begin to experience feelings of unconditional love and acceptance. And this being asks for your forgiveness. You hesitate, but only for a short moment because you sense sincerity and openness. Your heart knows that this is the higher self, the wise part of this person, the eternal part. So you step forward and move into their arms. The two of you embrace, and you feel the heartbeat enter yours. They ask for your forgiveness, for any pain they may have caused you, either knowingly or unknowingly, to forgive any hurt or confusion they caused. You feel your heart open to this honest request. And you continue to embrace. And unconditional love flows backward and forward between your heart centers. Feeling this unconditional love, acceptance, like maybe you've never felt before. And as you connect in this very special place with this higher self, of this person asking for forgiveness, you become aware that behind them is someone else standing. It's the higher self of their mother or father. And the person you embrace turns to face them. And their parent asks for forgiveness, to forgive for any pain they may have caused, knowingly or unknowingly. You feel your heart expand. as it fills with the light of unconditional love. As you watch that parent forgive their own mother or father. You notice the energy expand. The feelings of acceptance and love just flows and swirls. And you become aware of another man or woman standing behind that person. It's the higher self of that person's father or mother. They embrace and ask each other to forgive them for any pain or discomfort caused, either knowingly or unknowingly. And so it goes back generation by generation, one after the other, after the other, asking forgiveness, embracing, sharing unconditional love and acceptance. And you stand there as a witness as this goes on, one after the other, after the other, after the other, back through the generations. Suddenly you become aware of something behind you. And you turn around. And it's the child, you, standing behind you. That little girl standing behind you. You wrap your arms around her and the two of you forgive each other. You forgive her for any pain she may have caused through her sadness or loneliness. And you forgive her for her childhood misunderstandings. And she forgives you for any judgments you may have placed on her and how she handled things in the past. Forgiveness, unconditional love, acceptance. You continue to embrace the younger you and let her know you'll always be there for her to help guide her and take care of her. The love moves between you and the little one. And she steps and moves into you. You become one, creating one whole person. And with this integration, there's a profound sense of unconditional love and self-acceptance. You experience a feeling of coming home. At last, coming home. You take one last look around this beautiful spot, this sacred, shimmering room, and walk toward the opening you came in and move out into the open air and find the path that led you to this place. Your heart is full with love, acceptance, and gratitude. On your way back to your safe place, you notice the trees that line the path. They're lush and their foliage is fresh and glossy looking. And as you admire them, you think about the roots of the trees and how they reach down, down into the ground. Strong roots that nourish and support the trees above them. Thinking about this helps you feel grounded, connected, and supports your sense of purpose in your current lifetime. You stop for a moment and glance up to the sky and close your eyes against the glistening sun and feel the warmth of the sun's rays and the light radiating around you. It warms and protects you with its golden beams. And with this awareness and knowledge, you slowly make your way back to your safe place. And may any pain or negativity that you're holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, and cell memory be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with God's light surrounding and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. You are at peace with who you are right now and where you are right now. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I do, just slowly and gently and with great respect, bring yourself back into this time and place, into your body, knowing you've done so very well today. The healing has begun. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, beginning to feel your body in the chair, 5, 4, 3, moving your hands and feet and shrugging your shoulders, 2, and 1, slowly, gently, very slowly, gently, bring yourself back, bring yourself back. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, you may unmute if you so choose. And let me know how you're doing, or if you have questions, or if there's anything you'd like to say.
Vidya here. Thank you so much, ma'am. It's like I'm trying to forgive, but the stubbornness is still there. But when I saw my parents, and you know, like I'm trying to forgive my own brother. So it's like my own family. So it's kind of overwhelming. And I'm still very stubborn, you know, like I don't know how far the higher self is.
Well, remember that the longer that you hold on, the more they win, right? And you're not hurting them, you're hurting yourself. And maybe do it again on Friday and let it settle this week and see if you can come to terms, remembering that people behave only the way they know how at that time.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns? Or yes, Judy. You need to unmute, though. You're muted.
Mm-hmm. I was a little bit surprised at how these hurts can be so far back from generations, because I saw people from way back, mm-hmm. through my mother and my mother's mother and mm-hmm. my great grandmother, and like it was all about the women, mm-hmm. and it surprised me how far back this stuff goes. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what I wanted to say. It was like, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We sort of know, and sometimes I do work with clients with DNA regression too, especially around anger and things like that. It's not only spiritual regression, but there's also DNA regression. So we do carry it forward sometimes. We know the guilt carries forward from mm-hmm. generations. Yeah. But did you get to the source?
I think I did, but I'm not conscious in words what right. it is.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I just have a sense, but I don't know how, I wouldn't know how to put words to it.
Okay. Well, let's see how you do this week, and you can also do it again on Friday, should you so choose. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
I actually got tears in my eyes.
Who is this speaking?
Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's very moving. It's when you realize that a lot of pain that is caused comes from pain that was caused. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgina, the yes. You know the moment where you said forgive her for her child misunderstandings and she'll forgive you for your judgment or something along those words?
Yes, yes.
And it just, it was like a, it was like a big aha moment.
Great.
Because I guess I just realized that that child misunderstanding is actually what created the beliefs that I've lived by.
Yes.
And I just can't believe it that this whole time I haven't seen that it was a misunderstanding.
Well,
from a child's perspective.
Well, don't beat yourself. Don't go into a place of beating yourself up over that.
I'm not. I'm actually feeling like a lot of gratitude,
almost
like a release. You know, I have been living beating myself up, not realizing that there was no need for that.
Fantastic.
Until now, I mean, I'm just now realizing.
Good.
It's a big aha for me.
Okay, you might want to celebrate that little girl and do some fun things like finger painting or, I don't know, building mud castles or something. I don't know. Celebrate.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, play with her. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else or we're done for the day? I'm happy to listen. Okay. So we'll be doing this again. And because I'm doing it off the cuff, it's slightly different on Friday. Basis is the same, but it's always slightly different on Friday. But this one is recorded, so if you need it for home, you go into, you can get it.
Thank you, Georgina.
So thank you very much. Give yourself a hug and go and have a cup of tea and maybe ground yourselves outside. God bless. Be safe.
Thank you so much.
Wear your mask.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye, Georgina.